Hello, my name is Levi Broderick and I am a developer at Microsoft on the ASP.NET team. Today I'll be discussing consuming ADO.NET data services, formerly codenamed Astoria, via AJAX. This is available to developers starting with the ASP.NET 3.5 extensions preview. You can see here a skeleton website solution in Visual Studio. As we're consuming the Northwind database, I've named the site Northwind Data Service. I've taken the liberty off-camera of creating a web data service and linking it to the Northwind database, so you may notice a few extra files here in the Solution Explorer pane, so don't worry about them. To learn how to expose these for your own websites, please see the quick start on creating ADO.NET data services. The first thing we'll want to do is to reference the Microsoft AJAX Data Services JavaScript library. This can be done by using a script manager, so let's go ahead and add one to the page. In order to reference the Data Services AJAX library, we'll have to tell the script manager explicitly that we're using it. This can be done by using the scripts and the script reference tag inside the script manager. The script reference tag should reference Microsoft AJAX Data Service.js. This file is included as part of the ASP.NET 3.5 extensions preview. We should also take this opportunity to go ahead and add a button and a bulleted list to the page. The button, when clicked, will go and perform the query, and the bulleted list will be used to hold the results of the query. So let's go ahead and just call the button buttonQuery, and the value performQuery. Double-clicking on the button will let us hook up a blank onClick event handler. So you can see, there it is, right there inside the script tag in the page's head element. Alright, so let's go ahead and create a new object and consume it. So in JavaScript, you would create a new sys.data.dataService object. And this takes a single parameter in the constructor, and this is just the path to our service. In this case, it's just northwind.svc. There's also a query function, which in this case is what we're looking for. And this, you can see this takes a few parameters. The first parameter to this is the resource set that we want to pull back from northwind.svc. In this case, we want to pull back a list of all of the categories in Northwind. It also takes in, because this is asynchronous, a success and failure callback, and optionally a user state context. We're not using the context, so we'll just leave that parameter off. The success callback has the following signature. It takes, firstly, the result from the query, it takes the context if one was passed, and it takes the operation description. In this case, the operation is just the string categories. Similarly, the failure callback takes an error object, the context, and the operation. In this case, in the event of an error, we'll just want to alert the user and do nothing more. All right. So for success, result will be an array of categories, and we'll just want to iterate through the array and set a new list item in the bulleted list for each category that's returned. So let's just get a reference to the list. Iterate through the resulting elements. You can see some of the nice new IDE features, some of the nice new Visual Studio 2008 features, JavaScript and IntelliSense. And finally, once we create the list item, we'll want to just append it to the list. All right, let's save this, run it, and see what happens. All right, the moment of truth. Debug, start debugging. You'll see it pulls up an Internet Explorer window. There's a singular button on the page, our perform query button. Click it, wait a few seconds, and You'll see it pulls up a list of all of the categories in the Northwind database. Pretty cool. So let's just close the window and move on. One of the nice things about ADO.NET Data Services is that it makes the hierarchical relationship between objects readily apparent. For example, say that you started off with the categories table. You wanted to narrow it down by the category singular with the category ID of 1. In this case, since the category ID is the primary key in the categories table, we'll just do categories parens 1 slash products. This will give you a list of all of the products that have an associated category ID of 1. In the Northwind's database, category ID 1 corresponds to the beverage category. So, we'll change the success function to reflect this fact. Remember, result is returning a list of products instead of a list of categories. So, let's just make it show all of the product names from the beverages category. Save, debug, and start debugging. Again, it'll pull up an Internet Explorer window, hit Perform Query, and you'll see a list of all of the beverages. You can also filter this down. For example, you want to pull up a list of all of the beverages which have not been discontinued. There's a column in the products table called discontinued, which is a Boolean column. If you wanted to pull back all of the products which were not discontinued, then you would set the filter. It's just a URL query syntax to do so. Query syntax $filter equals the column name discontinued equals false. So again, that's the only change we made. Filter equals discontinued equals false. Save and run the program. And you'll see that it's being filtered by products which have not been discontinued. You'll see there's actually one product missing from this list. Let's look at one of these product objects under the debugger. So we'll just set a breakpoint, start debugging, and when it pulls back the list of results, we'll just examine this object in the debugger. So you'll see it has things like discontinued as a Boolean, it has the product ID, in this case it's chai quantity. One of the interesting things is the suppliers property. You'll see that there's actually no really useful information here. Each product has a supplier, but in order to save time and bandwidth, the data service didn't actually return the supplier information along with each product. You can change that by appending something to the end of the query string. In this case, it's just expand equals suppliers. Again, run it under the debugger, we'll see what happens. So this prod, you'll see that the supplier information is now present. The data service saw that expansion request and it said, okay, I'm going to put the supplier information into each result for you. So you can show that in the bulleted list dot suppliers dot company name and remove the breakpoint. Run the program, and hopefully the list will now contain all of the non-discontinued beverages plus their suppliers, and you'll see there they are. Great. Finally, I know you've been itching to look in that sample folder, so let's go ahead and do that right now. So, it contains a single file, categories.aspx. Let's just run the program and show you what it does. You'll see that it just pulls up a list of all of the categories along with their descriptions and gives you modify and remove buttons. There's also an insert button at the bottom. Let's go ahead and insert a category. A utensils category might be nice to have. It can contain things like napkins, dishware, etc. You'll see that when I created the category, it was added right there in real time to the database. Its original description is just the value null, nothing too exciting there. Modified the description to be napkins, dishware, etc. And you'll see that we just modified the description and that change was propagated, saved to the database. We can also remove that entry. Yes, remove it. And there you go. Now the database is back in its original setting. So, just close that window and go over a little bit of how it works. you'll see that the page load function now actually performs a query against the categories table. There's no perform query button. Success and failure callbacks. The failure callback hasn't changed. The success callback, what we're doing is the only things really that have changed here is that for each object that comes back in the array, we're saving the object to some global categories variable over here so that we can use them later. The update and delete functions are going to require that. And we're also adding modify and remove links to each category. So for insertion, what we're doing is we're just prompting the user for a category name, and if the user doesn't hit cancel, then we're creating an object where the category name is what the user typed in. So for example, we had category name colon utensils, and there's an insert function on the data service type. And that insert function takes as parameters the category that you're trying to insert, the location that you're trying to insert it. In this case, we're trying to insert it into the categories table, and the callbacks, the do query and callback failure callbacks. In this case, we just set the success callback to do query so that whenever an insertion succeeds, we automatically just go back and re-query the database so that we can display the results updated in real time. Modify and remove work similarly. Modify is going to pull from that global categories array, the category that you clicked on. It's going to change the description on that category object, and it's going to resend that object back to the server. Again, ds.update, the update method. Remove is just going to ask if you want to remove the category. If so, it's going to again take that category object, which is just from the global categories array, and it's going to call our data service dot remove method on it. And again, modify and remove just have do query as the success callback, such that whenever modify and remove succeed, it just automatically requeries a database and fills those entries into the list. So that's pretty much it for ADO.NET Data Services. If you want more information, there are several websites that you can go to. There's always ASP.NET. And the Astoria teams have created two more websites, astoria.mslivelabs.com and blogs.msdn.com/astoriateam. And you can get all of the information you want from one of those three locations. Anyway, I hope this exercise has been enlightening and enjoyable, and happy coding. Thank you for listening.